indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Yes. Okay, so we have approval of the December 2nd meeting minutes. I will abstain as I wasn't here. So is there a motion to approve them?
So moved.
Okay, thank you.
Second.
Okay, and do we want to do a roll call vote on that? We actually need to do roll call anyway. No, take your time. There are some technical difficulties this evening.
Sorry,
we will not have a PowerPoint presentation, but our microphones are working, and we're all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, so I think we'll be okay and get ourselves through this.
Alrighty. Chair Gray is here. Vice Chair Freeman is here. Commissioner Goodman is absent. Commissioner Peck is here. Commissioner Murr is here.
Thank you. And then we had a motion by Commissioner Murr to approve the meeting minutes. That was seconded by Commissioner Peck. And I think we have all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. And I'm abstaining. Thank you. Okay. So we will turn it over to Director Gray. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to all of you. And may I start by first apologizing for several errors that are in tonight's packet. I spent most of December on medical leave due to close family members' serious illness. Thus, I was unable to give my full attention to the packet, and I do apologize for that. I will point out corrections as we go along. So, I ask for your patience this month, and I promise to do better next month.
You usually do a stellar job, so I'm sorry that last month was complicated.
Thank you. So the first thing is that the mission statement that went out with the packet was incorrect. I looked at an old email from Commissioner Murr, not the newest email from Commissioner Murr. So you have the correct statement in your packet now, and I'll just read it out loud since our audience cannot see it on the screen. And it goes as follows. The Goleta Valley Library is a welcoming, family-friendly center that provides multicultural and multi-generational learning for our diverse community. It offers physical and virtual materials and programming and actively partners with other community agencies to support the joy of learning and foster civic engagement. At the last meeting, the commissioners made a motion to recommend this mission statement to the City Council. And we found afterwards that that was an error because the agenda just said that we were going to be continuing the discussion. So what we want to do at this meeting is we're asking you to make a recommendation that you support this statement, that I make a recommendation to the City Council that this be the library's mission statement.
Is there a motion to support that recommendation?
Aye.
Commissioner Peck?
Seconded. Second.
Commissioner Murr? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I don't see any opposed items or extensions, so if that passes, thank you very much. And moving on to our verbal presentation. Of the from the library director.
Okay, I'm really sad we can't see the slides because I thought I had some really good ones, some good illustrations this time. But we'll start with statistics. We circulated 47,383 items in November. It was a decrease of 1.7% over last November when we circulated 48,180 items. We had 19,536 visitors versus 18,650 in fiscal year 18. So that was an increase.
Can I just interrupt you for a second?
Mm-hmm.
So do you know what the decrease was attributed to? And then in terms of the increases, were there more events that were being held during that month?
let me just look and see what our programs were. Sometimes it's weather. Sometimes it's...
As I just kind of motioned, there was a fire over Thanksgiving in November, so I think that that easily could have impacted many people.
Yeah.
Yes, but I mean, the circulation, yes, but not the attendance, actually. So there's, that's sort of conflicting.
It's often baffling.
yeah, because it seems counterintuitive.
It's definitely, library statistics are not at all predictable. Okay. Learned through the years.
I would actually say it's possible that with the fire, people, say, without power and without internet may have come to the library for those reasons without necessarily taking out items.
Right, maybe they were just there as a safe place. It's a community center.
Mm-hmm. They also, we handed out masks. So a lot of people came for those.
I did.
Okay.
5,782 items were borrowed from other libraries, slightly more than last year's 5,397 items. And we loaned 4,131 items to patrons from other libraries, more than the 3,498 from the previous year. We conducted two outreach events with a total of 382 contacts, and those events were the children's librarian visited Foothill Elementary School's Science Night and did a presentation there, and then library staff gave away books, toys, and information about the library at Isla Vista Youth Project's food distribution event. And then we had 1,385 public internet sessions, and that's the use of our physical computers. That doesn't include the wireless use. We held our annual volunteer appreciation breakfast in November. Approximately 40 of our wonderful volunteers attended. And I gave them some statistics from the state report that I'll be giving to you, and they were quite interested to see how much of an impact they make on the library and helping us get our work done. In terms of the library building, through a grant from Southern California Edison's direct install program, we were able to go green by replacing all of the many fluorescent light bulbs with LED ones. It did not require any change of the wiring in any way. They were just able to switch out the bulbs, and we have a good at least over 200 bulbs. So we're expecting to see a big decrease in our electricity bill from this. And the patrons immediately noticed a huge difference in the visibility in the library.
Perhaps the chamber will be next.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
We will be the only Santa Barbara library system partnering with UCSB for their annual UCSB Reads program. The title of this year's book is Rising, Dispatches from the New American Shore by Elizabeth Rush. It was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. Unfortunately, they don't have a whole lot of money for giving us copies of the book, but they're going to give us about 30 copies to circulate.
Is there a reason why we're the sole library?
Santa Barbara Library System opted not to participate. Mm-hmm. But we'll be having a panel discussion in, I believe, February with professors from UCSB. And then we'll be hosting a book discussion as well. Grants with the intergenerational homework help, we're seeing steady business. We had 22 students receive help in 4 sessions in October, and 21 students received help in November. We're hearing great feedback about the abilities of the tutors, and we are going to be putting a big ad in the print and independent this month. We received 2 mental health grants from California State Library, one involving kits for seniors coping with dementia or Alzheimer's, and that That grant allowed us to get kits for not only Goleta, but Buellton and Solving as well. And this is something that we've been getting requests for increasingly, manipulatives for seniors who want to keep their memory sharp. And then we also received a grant for children's mental health issues. And these children kits are great. They're backpacks that include 6 picture books on a topic, such as one is anxiety in children. And they did a great job of picking really wonderful picture books. And then there's some sort of stuffed animal for the anxiety kit. It's a worry monster, which has a zipped mouth. You unzip the mouth and you can put your worries in his mouth and zip it up and put them away at night and have a good night's sleep. And then there's also information there for parents on working with their children to deal with children's anxiety or anger, jealousy, different things like that. They're really great kits. And once they are ready to go into circulation, we'll be doing a press release.
Excellent.
How many kits of each will you have?
We received 10 English kits for kids and 2 Spanish kits. And I think that we're going to try to get some more grant money to create others based on this same design. I think they're going to be extremely popular.
Yeah. And so are these annual grants from Cal State Library?
It was just a grant opportunity that came up recently, so we were really pleased to get them.
Excellent.
In terms of programming, library users, young and old, were invited to make Thanksgiving cards for troops who are away from their families for the holiday. Many really lovely cards were made by library patrons of all ages, and one of my staff members researched an organization that would accept them and distribute them to troops. 23 adults took advantage of our one-on-one tech tutoring program. January is usually when that program spikes because many people get devices, particularly from their grandchildren, and they don't know what to do with them, so they come to the library for tech tutoring help. The new Spanish Book Club, designed to help school-aged Spanish speakers improve their reading skills, continues to attract about 22 attendees each month. And 20 families reported another 100 books read in the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten program.
So going back to the Spanish Book Club, what is the reading age that most of the kids are, and what?
They're mostly kids in grades 3 to 5. They're reading chapter books. They read about a chapter at each session, and then there are multiple copies of the book available for the families to check out. And so they are kids that need to be able to read, and our one of our bilingual staff members is in charge of the program, and he's trying to encourage them to discuss what they're reading and understand that it's good to talk about what you're reading. It's good to anticipate what might happen next. All of that sort of interactive activity that you can have engaging with reading helps you increase your reading skills. So they are apparently having a blast, and he's doing a great job picking books.
And so how did the outreach occur to get this number of children there every month? Was it through the elementary schools? Was it parent squares? Do you know what the outreach methods were?
It's partly because Marcos has built up a following at the library with the Spanish-speaking families. They know when he works, and they come and specifically ask him questions and ask him reader's advisory. He's going to library school, so this is something that he's specifically interested in and wants to pursue as a librarian. So, and he also has a lot of connections in the community, so he's been doing a lot of outreach that way.
That's wonderful.
The Dos Pueblos High School students applied for new Goleta Valley Library cards, and our fantastic communications director here at the city sent out a press release. We got quite a bit of coverage. on it. There's a video, I don't know if you've seen it, but when the school librarian brought the cards into the first two classes, the kids actually cheered.
Wow.
I got a little teary.
That's wonderful.
It was fantastic. They were so excited. And I mean, they're thrilled about the databases that they can access through us, the Brain Fuse, the Homework Help, the New York Times. They're very excited about the New York Times. And Hoopla, they were very excited about. So we were thrilled with the response. And we are currently working on Elwood Elementary School. They're our next school. So I stopped at the library today, and staff is making their cards right now.
Nice.
In terms of outreach, this is one of the errors that I made. I did attend two county ad hoc committee meetings, but the rest of the information on that page is from the previous November. And then in terms of an update on the presentation that I made to you about downloadables, Black Gold has created a statement on the situation that they've posted on the website, and they did send a letter of protest to Macmillan. And we did find out that Macmillan will only allow one copy of any new title to be purchased by Black Gold as a whole. So rather, we were hoping it would just be, you know, Galita Buelton Solvang would only be able to buy one title, and Santa Barbara would only be able to buy one title. But it's the whole collective. So that's truly unfortunate. So that is my report.
Do we have any questions at all on anything? I think we interspersed the questions, but if there are any closing comments. Okay, thank you very much for that presentation. It was very informative. And we will now move on to the presentation, the verbal presentation from Director Gray on the budget annual fiscal year.
Okay, and guess what? Here we also have an error. The finance department, when they prepared the budget, I did not see this until today. Today is my first day back.
Welcome back.
Thank you. And I realized that somehow there was the book budget is not listed here. There's only one section for books and subscriptions, but it says that the budget for it is $2,872 for the fiscal year, which we know is not accurate, thank God. So I checked with the finance director, and he said there was some sort of formula and export error, and he will make sure that it is correct at the next meeting. However, they did add the percentage received column that you requested at the last meeting. So if I can answer questions about any of the other lines, they did appear to be correct to me.
I don't have any questions. My question was, is everything else reflective of what's happening apart
yes.
from... Yes. Okay. Yes. Vice Chair.
How is the... let me verify I've got the right line, actually. So the life insurance, when do the expenditures on life insurance occur? Like, why is that one 85% versus all the other ones being...
I believe it's the... I believe that gets done at the end of December, and so it's that all gets done in sort of one clump.
Okay.
And so then next month we'll have an accurate budget to review.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions on this preliminary draft of the fiscal year budget?
What kind of items go under professional services?
That is largely Black Gold. So that covers the cost of the integrated automated system. That covers some of the other services that we get through Black Gold. That covers some of our... Let me just look. That covers some of our cleaning costs, that covers the janitorial costs, building maintenance, different things like that. Generally, when we have to contract for something, it goes under professional services, contract services.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? None from the public? We can hope. Okay. Are there future agenda items that we'd like to discuss? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, annual report. Sorry about that. Yes, next item.
Okay. Believe it or not, there are no mistakes here. However, I anticipated that you might ask why I didn't put numbers in from the previous fiscal year when we were still under the management of Santa Barbara. And the reason I did not, there are two reasons I did not do that. One was I did not have the time to do that before I went on my medical leave. But the other reason was that it was very difficult for us to get access to quite about 50% of this information when we were being managed by Santa Barbara. We couldn't get access to a lot of the information that we had to get from Black Gold because they kept track of a lot of these statistics. So basically this year is setting us up with a baseline that we will be working from for the future. And I have to say that the news is very good for Goleta. And when I sent this into California State Library, they were very impressed by our numbers. So we'll just, I didn't give you everything in the state report. I just gave you the things that I thought were interesting, that would be interesting to you. They ask some pretty boring questions. So we'll start with the Goleta Valley Library Service.
Commissioner Murr, did you have a question?
Oh, I did. So the state report, when they break it out, when they finally publicize it, I assume it'll be a public document, will they have comparisons with other libraries? I mean, because you say that it's looking great for Goleta, and I don't really know what that means, and so I'd love to read the report at some point.
Yes, you can access support on the state website. I'm not sure when that is. I'll find out and let you know. But the important thing to remember is that when we were a branch under Santa Barbara, the information that they ask for about branches is extremely minimal. So I was looking at the information that we would need to fill in next year for Solving and Buellton, and it's one page, whereas there were about 18 pages for what I had to fill in for Goleta. So that information is just not there for branches.
So is it beneficial to request that the branches also fill out that 18, you know?
They're not allowed to.
Really?
They can't. The state does not want that information.
But could we internally collect that information just for our own data purposes?
I collect a lot of it, but a lot of it is... we have to go to Black Gold for the answers. And Black Gold... probably can give us a lot of that information, but when we were part of Santa Barbara, Black Gold would not give us that information because Santa Barbara was sort of the proprietor.
Okay, interesting.
So the Goleta Valley Library Service population for 2018-19 was 95,202 people. At the end of June 2019, there were 10,103 registered library cardholders.
So how does that stack up against about a 13% or so penetration of the population? How does that stack up? You know, and I know there are factors. We might be older than some or have language issues, but I'm just
curious. That is pretty good for a first year of operation.
Right.
We already added 2,000 to that with Dos Pueblos alone.
Wow.
So that was just the first year of getting people their new library cards. The operating expenditures for fiscal year 18-19 were $1,464,164. The library was open 55 hours each week, which in comparison with other libraries in Black Gold is a lot of hours, particularly for the number of staff that we have.
So what's the average? Are libraries open 3 days a week or 5 days a week? Or
5 days a week is fairly normal.
Mm. Okay.
The total open hours for the year was 15,437. We had 261,316 visitors to the library during that year. And I do know that number went up from the previous year. We have 10.88 full-time equivalents.
Can I just ask you a question before you move on? When I go to the library, I see signs about keeping the library open on Mondays. You know, can you explain what the issue there is?
The Friends use that as a way to... Okay. There was a point many years ago when there was a question that we might need to close on Mondays, and so the Friends use that to help fundraise. Okay. That has not been an issue since we were taken over by the city of Goleta. They would never close the library on Mondays.
Great, thank you.
They're good determined that we stay open. Okay, so 10.88 full-time equivalent staff members helped the more than a quarter of a million visitors fulfill their library needs. And so when you think that, when you really reflect on the fact that it's less than 11 full-timers helping a quarter of a million people, 55 hours a week, the staff at the Goleta Library is very impressive, and that staff number is very low compared to other libraries in Black Gold and other libraries that are of similar size in California. Library staff answered 21,736 reference questions. And reference questions, of course, have gone down each year. At the end of June 2019, the library held 116,315 physical volumes. 6,472 audiovisual items were owned, and that would be books on CD and music CDs. And then 13,725 DVDs were in the collection.
So just out of curiosity, the building doesn't look like it has 116,000 books on display. Where's your storage area?
We don't have a storage area. Fortunately, at any given time, about 40% of the collection is checked out. Mm-hmm. If it all came back at once, we'd be in big trouble.
Fair enough.
We'd have piles everywhere. The total physical item circulation for fiscal year 18-19 was 605,935 items. Black Gold Cooperative Library System, we own 210,700 e-books jointly owned by the seven jurisdictions that participate, and 17,390 e-audio items were in the collection. 29,087 downloadable video materials were in the collection. The total circulation of e-materials by our library patrons for fiscal year 18-19 was 75,610. So you can see there still is quite a large difference between physical and virtual circulation. Virtual, 76,000. Physical, 606,000, essentially.
And also, just some quick math. I mean, each visitor, on average, is taking out 2.5 books.
Right.
Yeah.
Goleta Valley Library patrons borrowed 67,913 items from other Black Gold libraries, and our library sent 49,705 items to other Black Gold Library patrons. This is out of balance, but it's not as out of balance as it used to be. It used to be probably our patrons borrowed 70,000, 80,000 items, and we sent maybe 20,000, 30,000. So we've definitely improved this dichotomy, but I still wish that it was better. Mm. But we essentially now we have a request to purchase form on the website, and if anyone sends in a request to purchase, we essentially purchase the item if it's available. So we're trying to figure out where our collection is falling short, mm-hmm. and trying to lessen the number of items borrowed from other libraries. 18,587 people used the public internet computers, and that number remains pretty much the same from year to year.
Commissioner Murr?
Let me wait until you go into the next item.
Okay.
I'm curious there too.
And then 25,793 people made use of our free wireless access.
Yeah, so you say people and patrons. And mm-hmm. so with people, I know that when you use the computer, you log in with your library card.
Or a guest pass.
But for the free wireless, so are you, is that really patrons or is that instances?
It's instances, okay. Yeah.
Was that your question too, Commissioner
Pretty
Beck?
Much,
yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
50,891 visits were made to the Goleta Valley Library website. And then we move into programming. 432 children's and teens programs were conducted with a total attendance of 16,289. And that does include and this is the state report requirements, you include the parents in with the children as attendees for that number. And then 204 adult programs were held, which attracted 5,164 participants. 27 outreach programs attracted 2,736 participants. And altogether, the Goleta Valley Library held 636 programs with a total participation of 21,453 people. We're hoping for an even more successful 19-20 fiscal year.
Are there questions? Yes, go ahead.
I have a question that kind of covers both of your presentations. So I follow the Goleta Library on Facebook, and it seems to me that there's been an uptick in posts, and I've really enjoyed the fact. And I was wondering, one, if there was a concerted effort to increase your social media presence, and two, I was wondering when you go out, especially to the high schools, probably not an elementary school, but junior highs and high schools, whether you are also asking those students to follow you on Facebook or social media.
Yes, we've made a very concerted effort in this past year to increase our social media presence. We started with just Facebook and with our website, and I post daily on Facebook, and then when I'm off, our children's librarian posts. So we try to do at least one post each day. However, we know that a lot of the younger people don't use Facebook. Mm-hmm. They use Instagram. Right. So we started an Instagram account, I believe it was in October, and we're getting a lot of followers on that. Mm-hmm. I tried to post on that daily, but when we started out, I apparently was posting too often and clogging people's accounts, so now I only do one a day. But yes, we are making a concerted effort to increase our social media, and with our new communications director, she's doing a phenomenal job of sending out press releases about all kinds of things that we're doing, and she's getting us more press coverage as well.
Our staff. I'm just trying to add you, so what, isn't just Goleta Valley Library on Instagram?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I too have noticed. I mean, I'm also a Facebook friend, and I think it's tremendous. I think it's incredible to have that presence, and it's very uplifting. I mean, so much of the stuff that you flip through on Facebook is just horrifying. So it's really lovely to see smiling children and something. Right. It's really a bright spot. So I think that's great. And so have you had other feedback from patrons on the Facebook or Instagram?
Yes. Well, I was really excited this weekend because I was feeling kind of silly and over the holidays, and I checked out a copy of Hitchcock's The Birds, and then we have this collection of wooden chickens and things like that. And so I took a picture of the cover of the DVD with all these silly chickens and stuff, and I said, oh no, the birds are coming. And I rarely get to use my sense of humor as director, and probably
as
most
as
people
no children were triggered.
Exactly. Most people probably are happy that I don't get to use my sense of humor or impose it on people. But I got a feedback from somebody that was like, hey, whoever's doing this, I love your vibe. And I was like, hey, somebody loves my vibe. That's so cool.
That's great.
So we've been getting good feedback, and we've been getting a lot more follows, you know, all the time. And so we're really pleased with it, and just trying to think of imaginative ways to do things. And
yeah, well, obviously, adding Instagram, I think, is a good addition.
Yeah. And we're open to any suggestions of other platforms that you think.
Really,
that
you can
we
make yourself
be.
Crazy by running 8 different platforms.
Exactly.
I think if you have one, Facebook tends to, as you say, trend a little older, and Instagram tends to be in their wheelhouse. You know, I don't see the big library TikTok page or, you know, as a your top priority.
Right.
You know,
so, right.
Yeah.
I have a secret desire to do a web podcast.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know that will go anywhere.
Well, you don't know until you try.
You know, that's actually an interesting idea because it's, you know, I mean, it's in the wheelhouse of a library.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's communication. It's kind of a juncture between, you know, it's words. It can be between spoken words and written words. It could be good. And,
I think it fits into the mission. I mean, I enjoy podcasts very much. I think they're a great way of communicating. Gian?
Well, and they also have podcasts that are book clubs.
Right.
Where, mm-hmm. you know, that could also be an interesting merge with either your Spanish book club for, you know, kids mm-hmm. that can't make it to the library, but you could still maybe have, you know, engage them in that way, and then you can have, you know, 24 chapters or whatever it is.
I have to say I'm liking this more and more by the minute. Not to give you work between 2 and 4 in the morning, but I think it is a good idea, and paralleling with the Spanish part mm-hmm. is very good.
I bet you could get a grant for that.
Maybe.
But you need more. You need more hands, or mm-hmm. in this case, mm-hmm. voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How? Just kind of going back to the. I haven't, and this is my own dereliction of duty, obviously, but I haven't really been on the Cal State Library website to discern what they are offering and how they're targeting their grants. Can you give me a little bit of a primer, and I will do my homework.
Most of the money that they get is from the IMLS, the Institute of Museums and Library Services, from the federal government. And this year, each year it depends on what they decide to use it for or what the IMLS mm-hmm. says they need to use it for. This year they've got $3 million for mobile libraries, so for bookmobiles and mm-hmm. things like that. So if we were to decide through the Harwood process that a bookmobile is maybe something that might be a good solution for the Isla Vista issue and the the lack of mobility of a lot of our population, that might be something that we would, a grant that we would apply for. But mostly what they seem to be doing right now, they often do these copycat grants, and they take maybe 6 or 7 grants that have worked successfully at other libraries, and you basically decide if you think that library, that grant would work at your library, and you don't have to rewrite it. You just mm-hmm. copy it mm-hmm. and then say why it would work in your community. And our children's librarian actually did that. And it's going to be in next month's report. She got over $8,000 to create kits that are somewhat similar to the children's mental health kits that we created to circulate these children's book and activity kits for all three branches. So that's, they kind of have smallish grants generally, but you just, we check the website all the time to see what's going on.
And so for the mental health kit grant, how much did you receive to put those 10 English and 2 Spanish kits together?
They put them all together and sent them to us. So I don't know what the dollar value was.
Thank you. Any other questions?
I have a question about, you said that the staffing for a library of your size is really low compared to comparable other libraries. Is growth in that area part of your kind of strategic plan?
I think that it may be something that we need to look at, because I am concerned about the number of programs that we do. You saw that we do average about 2 programs a day. And each program requires quite a bit of preparation time, and then set up, clean up.
Mm-hmm. So are you worried about staff burnout and overextension?
Sure. Yes. Yes. And we don't really have a programming budget per se. The Friends are very generous in giving us money to hire performers to do programs, mm-hmm. but that's generally once a month that we can afford to do that. So, it's just an interesting time in public libraries, because you do have people wanting programs, you do have people wanting physical materials, you have them wanting electronic materials. Mm-hmm. You have people wanting a quiet study place. You have people wanting the community center. Mm-hmm. So it is a challenging time to try and figure out where your priorities are. So it's going to be very interesting to write this strategic plan when we come down to that, because there are so many battling desires, and everyone wants different things.
And so, following up on that, how are you organized now within your existing 10.88 to handle programs? Is there a program director under you, or is it a fire drill, or, you know?
Pretty much everyone on staff does programming. The only ones that don't are the library pages. Mm-hmm. But basically, everyone from the branch supervisor on down through the library assistants, they all do programming, and I do programming when I can. Mm-hmm. I wish I could do more.
One more question, if I could, on that page. So what constitutes an outreach program?
Means you're leaving the library grounds and going to another site. And I'm hoping that I'll have more time this year to do more of that myself, because really I'm the one that is best able to do outreach. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping to be able to do more of that this year, now that we've got Buellton and Solving running. Mm-hmm. And
do the Friends ever play a role in outreach?
They always advocate for the library. Yes, they're great advocates.
But there would never be a case where they could maybe go and do an outreach program either with you or in lieu of you?
They might, if we asked. Yeah, if they were comfortable with the situation, they might.
Interesting.
You know, this conversation, two programs a day, and it sounded as if, you know, the person who's leading the Spanish book club really had a passion for it, and so that program developed out of that personal passion, which is wonderful. But given that you have, let's say, just 11 staff people at the conclusion of the Harvard conversations, and programming then is going to unfold based on the Harvard conversations, I would assume that you're going to need to make an assessment of your ability to use the staff that you have to maintain the programs that you currently have underway, additive to the new programming needed under the Harvard program outcomes. So how is that going to unfold?
It's an interesting problem to have. I have such a wonderful staff.
Yeah.
And we're also ambitious toward serving the community. that we're all trying to, we are always coming up with ideas for new programs, additional things that we want to do. And my inclination is always, go for it. If you want to do it, go for it. It's wonderful. You know, the more we can do, the better. But there has to come a point where we just can't do anymore. And I think we've reached that point. Mm-hmm. And I've told the staff that I don't expect them to come up with extra programming beyond what they're doing now, because it just, we did not anticipate when we became an independent library how much time the acquisition of materials mm-hmm. was going to take. How much staff time, even though we use volunteers for some of the, you know, in every way that we can, it still takes a tremendous amount of staff time. And we just were not prepared for that. And so, you know, we will take all of the information that we got from Harwood, and really, we have the Harwood tools now to take that information and really analyze it and figure out where we should prioritize in the future.
Because, I mean, your outreach programs are really impressive. They're averaging 100 people an event. The other ones are also impressive. They're averaging 34 people an event. But there's probably a bell curve there, you know, and it may be worth a hard look to see, you know, if the one with two people is something that for 2 years is something you're going to keep doing.
Right. I think we need to take a hard look at our adult programming. Mm-hmm. Because we tend to not get very high attendance mm-hmm. at the adult programming versus the children's programming, mm-hmm. which we're known for.
Right.
Right. Well, plus, there is a lot of administrative time, I would imagine, that's invested in Buellton and Solvang at this particular point. Mm-hmm. So there'll be an ebb and flow as that relationship develops. And you'll have staff that, you know, will need to spend their time in different areas as well. So, I'm interested to see, you know, what the strategy is going to be at the end of the Harwood conversations and how that's going to hopefully not negatively impact the staff too much. Any other questions or comments at all?
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much for that report, all of the reports. Okay, and then on to agenda item C, which is future agenda items. Do we have anything that we'd like to put on a future agenda? Yes, Vice Chair Freeman.
Are we still having the agenda item for removing fees from our fines?
Correct. Yeah, that's right.
I have been collecting information on that, and at this point in Black Gold, there are only 3 library jurisdictions that are still collecting fines, and that would be the Goleta Library System, whatever that system is going to be named, and what are the other two? There's only 3 of us. So yes, I've been collecting a lot of information, and so I will be bringing that to you, if not next month, March at the latest.
What's the revenue from fines annually?
I believe we put in the budget $40,000, but that's fines and fees. Mm, okay. So I need to get a breakdown from finance. I believe it's something less than 2% of the revenues.
Well, probably not worth it.
Yeah, it's. I remember looking at that line item thinking it's probably not worth it at all.
We can't really discuss what our opinion is today.
Well, that's true, right?
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
You mean you want facts?
Right. Okay. So, yeah, I was just recalling back to previous board meeting. So are there any other items?
Well, what's the path of the mission statement going forward?
So it sounds like that will be going to the city council, correct?
Okay. Yes.
And then, so do we have an agenda date for that at the city council?
No, not yet. I'll have to talk with the city clerk and see when we can get that on there.
Okay. And then, assuming that it's, do they have an opportunity then to wordsmith it as well, or do you think that they will take the recommendation and move it forward and it'll become memorialized and used in the
I will put on it website. On there as a consent item because they've switched to evening meetings.
Right.
They've got a lot on their agenda, so we'll see. they can pull it if they want to discuss it, or they can vote it yes. Right. So we'll see.
Okay, thank you. Any other items at all? Okay, thank you. I think that we are completed with our meeting and we can adjourn. Yes? Okay, we'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you. All right.